So today's topic of conversation is on 988 day, which is today. And can you just explain to us what the 988 hotline is?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a bit of a broad question. So I'll start off, you know, with a little bit of background. So in July of 2020, the FCC designated 988 as the new three-digit number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So their intent with this new designation was to create an easy-to-remember phone number for people to quickly reach out to for support. So with all that being said, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline officially launched on July 16th, 2022, and it really moves the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline from what was a standalone call line to being part of a broader crisis system. So 988 is not just for suicide prevention, but for all mental health and substance use disorder crises and distress. So it's free, confidential, and available 24/7 through phone, chat, and text to provide people with immediate and compassionate support and connection to resources and services.
So when someone does place a call to the line, what does the process kind of look like that they will go through?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you call 988, you'll hear a little bit of music, and then you'll also be given two options while you're waiting to be connected to a crisis call center. So the first option, if you press 1, is for the Veterans Crisis Line. And the second option, you can press 2 for the Spanish language line. If you just hold and do nothing, it will connect you to your local crisis call center.
Okay. And so after I should say 3 years now that we've had the line, how do you feel, what kind of difference has it been making when it comes to suicide prevention or really just usage by people? Has it helped in that regard, do you feel?
From my perspective, I feel like it has, especially as the awareness of the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline has grown over the years. We can see this in some of the, specifically in Michigan, in some of the improved rates of referrals for Michiganders. And that just represents the percentage of Michiganders who are calling 988 that are referred to services beyond 988. So for example, in July of 2023, Michigan did have a referral rate of 5.2%. And then in June 2025, that referral rate had doubled to 10.6%. So not only are we seeing more people calling 988, but we're also seeing more referrals, more communication, Michiganders receiving more support.
All right, excellent. And then so a couple months ago, the federal government discontinued the specialty line that was for the LGBTQ community, putting the politics and all that stuff aside for it. I just wanted to ask, so if someone of the community does call up, would there still be resources that they can be linked to that will help them?
Yeah, our call specialists are trained across a variety of populations. And they're also very integrated into Michigan's community resources and national resources for that population. So if they did contact 988, we would absolutely be able to get them connected to support specifically for them.